SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Award-winning singer-songwriter Delta Goodrum is representing Australia in the Eurovision Song Contest with her song Eclipse. 11 years on since Australia officially joined the globally adored Song Contest, there are high hopes for Delta's performance. Attracting an audience of 2.2 million Australian viewers last year, all eyes will be on the star as she takes the stage in Vienna on Friday morning, Australian time. SBS's chief international correspondent, Ben Lewis, sat down with Delta to chat all things Eurovision and what it means to represent her country.
Delta, first of all, it's almost here. I mean, you've been putting a huge amount of preparation to this. How are you feeling ahead of the semi-final?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Just ready to get up on stage, and the atmosphere is definitely heating up. You can feel it around the entire village and the bubble that we're in. But I'm excited to hit the stage.
Most people probably wouldn't realise the amount of work that goes into this contest in the lead-up. I mean, you have been to so many countries, done every interview imaginable. You must understand how important that is, I guess. It's not just about one performance.
For sure. That I could never have imagined, stepping into Eurovision world, about how much happens with each country's sort of campaign to each other. And there's this incredible discovery with the songs and getting to know the songs and the artists behind it. I think it's actually, even when people realize this, like, say, maybe obviously the Euro family understand this, but when you step into it and you get to know how much more there is, it's really special. It's a really incredible, just an incredible way to step into the music, where people can get to know the songs and then support the songs, or you have songs that you might love throughout the process, and then it's like the performance, it's really amazing to learn all the different aspects of this.
This will go to air after tonight's jury show, so some of the secrets you've kept for so long will be revealed by then.
What I'm saying is, you're trying to make me give it all right now.
Just a little bit. No one will see it until then. But I mean, that's quite incredible. You've got a bit of a show-stopping ending. How hard has it been to put that together? And how do you feel when you're doing it? I'd be terrified.
Yeah, definitely. When we first sort of were testing it, I was definitely like, whoa, it's a bit higher than I realized. But then when you're singing, you're like not remotely aware of it. No, you're then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I am quite high now. But I really love the natural path that is with this song, and what it means symbolically for me in life and in performance. And I feel like it kind of just always spoke to us that was its path. It's the stillness, and also obviously sort of moving and going through the sort of trials in the second verse. And, you know, it's got a lot of meaning behind it as well.
It's been a difficult few years for Australian Eurovision fans, but not 2023 since we last made the final. Do you feel any pressure from that? I mean, Aussies just desperately want a grand final here.
They have all been amazing. And the thing is that at the end of the day, you know, there's so much variety of music, so you just can't, you know, you can't predict anything that goes around this amazing world. But all I know is I'm here in full force and with my country, and I'm representing Australia, and that's what I'm here for. And I'm here to fly the flag really proud and really loud today. And that's kind of my job.
I saw Paul Clark did an interview talking about how much he loves your performance and your involvement, and he described you as Celine Dion with a bogan heart. How do you feel about that?
I would take that and own that. I think I definitely have both sides of me for sure.
Obviously, one of your heroes, your mentor, Olivia Newton-John, took part in this contest many years ago. It was a very different contest then. But has she been in your thoughts throughout the preparation and this week?
100%. Even just my friend who had been her manager and publicist for 100 years was messaging me and saying, you know, it feels like she, you know, she was a part of this. And we both just said, yeah, it's pretty special to feel like I kept getting drawn, like it was a very interesting journey to even be here. Last year, I kept getting drawn to be over in the UK. I kept going, why am I keep getting drawn? And I feel like she might have had something to do with it. So I hope that she's watching over us and is proud of what we're doing and can be with us as well.
Do you think it's an advantage being an artist with a lot of experience? I mean, you've been in the industry for a while. Many of the people performing at Eurovision are often really, you know, fresh talents, new people who might not have done anything like this before, playing an arena before. Do you think it gives you an advantage?
No, I think that everyone just sort of staying in your lane, and again, that the variety of the music that is there is, you know, I hope so. If it even does, all I know is I'm just going to do what I do, and I'm going to do what I love to do and get up there and, you know, just give it my all, just like every other artist. And, you know, you do get to know all the artists, and, you know, we've all come in to this moment from different points, you know, from different points in our career. I could never have imagined, sort of, if you asked me 2 years ago that I would be on this journey right now. But as fate and as like culture shifts and media landscapes shift, this is a really, I felt like there was something passionate about this. And I thought, in the world where it's so hard for people to even discover, I had just fallen in love with some of the performances from last year, and I thought, wow, what a stage, what the lights and everything. And I thought, and I get to represent Australia. So I hope that I've been a catalyst for people to also see what an amazing world of music and united in music really means in this moment. So, but you know, we're Aussies, we're competitive.
That is true. Hard to get away from the fact that this is a smaller contest than usual this year. 5 countries boycotting over Israel's involvement. What are your thoughts on the boycott and Israel's continued involvement in the contest?
For me, from the day I got into music and the day anyone has got to know me, I have always said, when you come to my shows and you come to anything I'm performing at, I tell you to leave everything outside the door, come in here and we're singing the same song. And that's my role. My role is I've always believed in the power of music and its healing qualities. I've always believed in it. I've believed in a song being able to transform a room. And that's really my focus. And that's really what I have wholeheartedly believed in from day one. And that's kind of where I stay true on my North Star of that.
I don't know if you've looked at the odds occasionally. No, you're very high up there. I would say if by chance we happen to win Eurovision in a wonderful thing, where do we host the thing?
Australia.
you think Europe would be prepared to get up at 4 in the morning? We had to.
We had to get up, and we're very passionate about Eurovision. I mean, you know, maybe we might have to look. I'm not into the logistics just yet. All I know is that honestly, I have no idea of the operational side, but I do know that we would be a great host. I mean, there's no way that we wouldn't be an amazing host. We'd have everyone for barbecues. I mean, the thought of being able to like invite everybody over, I would be like so excited to be able to show Australia. But if that moment should come, I'll let you know what the protocol is.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.